This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's day two of the annual Nobel Prize announcements, and there are three winners announced today, all American scientists, David Gross, David Politzer, and Frank Wilczek. They are honored for laying the groundwork for quantum chromodynamics. So they win in the category of physics. The term quantum chromodynamics does not exactly trip off the tongue, but here to explain all is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, quantum chromodynamics, doesn't chromo mean color?
That's right, Alex. And what this is really all about is the force that binds together the nucleus of an atom. And atoms aren't really colorful, as you might expect, but physicists, quite frankly, ran out of ways to describe atomic properties. So what they did was they finally drew on our more familiar lexicon and decided to call some of these properties colors. And I will tell you now, that's a pretty good hint that we're heading into the Alice in Wonderland world where nothing is quite what it seems. Now, David Gross, who's now at UC Santa Barbara, David Politzer, who's at Caltech, and Frank Wilczek, who is at MIT, delved into this crazy world 30 years ago, really, and came up with a new way of thinking about it.
So what puzzle did these guys solve? What was it they did?
Well, believe it or not, 30 years ago, physicists didn't really understand why the nucleus of an atom, the protons and the neutrons, why they all stuck together. It clearly must have been some basic force of nature was doing it, called the strong force, but it really didn't make sense because, for one thing, you know, protons all have positive charges, and if you remember your high school physics, you know that things that have the same charge are repelled by one another, and they're not attracted. So the question was, why were they holding together despite the fact they have positive charges? Now, another part of this mystery has to do with another term that sounds like it's from the world of Wonderland, which is quarks. Physicists knew, even before these guys did their work, that protons and neutrons are made up of even more fundamental particles called quarks. They come in triplets, three per proton or three per neutron. But despite the best efforts of people with the world's biggest atom smashers, scientists simply could never smash an atom hard enough to shake away one of these quarks and look at it all by itself. They were always stuck together in these trios.
I recall NPR science reporting of years past of efforts to come up with a quark. So I'm going to guess that these two mysteries turned out to be related to one another. This how do they stick together, and what's the quark part?
You're absolutely right. Politzer and Wilczek and Gross figured out that the strong force that holds all these things together has a completely mind-boggling quality. It turns out, when the particles are close to one another, this force that holds them together is really weak. But if you start to try to pull them apart, the force actually gets stronger. And the more you tug, the stronger the force gets. That's just the opposite of something like gravity, right? Where if you move two objects apart, the gravitational force between them gets weaker and weaker.
No, it's not what one would expect, but what do you get from this?
Well, I don't think we're going to get better electric toothbrushes out of the theory of quantum chromodynamics, but the work does get us a whole lot of very messy mathematics and formulas that are, in fact, quite useful to people who are using particle accelerators to understand these most basic